This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Salute. Oh no, don't even think about it. I am just an ice pick electronic.
If someone doesn't tell me what the hell is going on, I'm just gonna explode. Excelsior, I can see the enemy. Team B is on the move.
But I thought we were Team B, Captain Sphinx.
Oh, right. Well, never mind. It looks like one of them has taken some damage already. That accounts for those shots we heard. Okay, Excelsior. Excelsior? Hello? Can I have your attention for just a little moment? We are at war, after all.
Apologies, Captain Sphinx. I was just looking at some photographs of my little Bundlebot. I sure miss him.
Merd. We are in a combat situation with the enemy in clear sight, and you are looking at photos of your baby bot?
This is my first night away from him. I just wanted to see his cute little semi-automatic heat-seeking fast-flying neutron core destructor cruise missiles one more time.
Yeah? Well, you really are choking me up here, Excelsior. I'm touched. I'm really touched.
Aww. Really?
No. Now, will you keep your mind on the prospect of ruthlessly killing the enemy? I'd really appreciate that.
But aren't you going to show me how much better life would be if I embraced Santa Conde and did wonderful things like buying my clerk a big fat turkey or giving him a pay rise so he can afford to save his massive young son Tiny Tim's life or even going to my young nephew Fred's house for Santa Con dinner and meeting his lovely wife? You know, things like that.
Oh, please, monsieur, please stop joking around before I fall apart from laughing so hard.
And I don't understand. If you're not here to do all that, well, what are you here to do?
Well, I am simply here to tell you not to listen to all that kind of drivel. Just be yourself, huh? Live life to the fullest. Love lots of women and drink wine. Wine. French wine to your heart's content.
You mean I can be as bad as I want to be? Selfish and miserly? Mean and grumpy and stingy and all those naughty sort of things? And I'll be all right in the end?
Well, yeah, sure. Why not? Live it up, Ebenezer Scrooge. Live today like there is no tomorrow. Because you know, one of these days you will be right. Now, come on, my friend. Let's go get crazy, huh?
I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man.
Well, you will be once we've downed a bottle or ten of wine. Hey, do you know what my favorite song is, monsieur?
No? What?
Red, red wine.
Oh, Sphinx, please, please tell us why you sold us out to the evil Dr. Grease Monkey.
No, you idiot. I mean wine, plunk, vino, nectar from the gods, an alcoholic beverage made from grapes, and various other artificial fruity flavors. Dr. Grease Monkey has promised me a vineyard so that I may make my own wine and drink as much of it as I like whenever I want. That is why I have betrayed you. That, and because I am French, of course.
Sphinx, you're out of your tiny French positronic brain.
No, mon ami, I am not out of my tiny French positronic brain, but I shall be when I drink my fill of wine. But now, I must hand you over to Dr. Grease Monkey, who has a few words for you. Take it away, Doc Monk.
Okay, the first thing we have to do is figure out what type of unstoppable killing machine we're dealing with here. Find its weak points, know your enemy, and all that twaddle.
Good idea. How do we do that?
Well, we need to get close to it. We need to use someone as bait. It can't find you in my quarters because I've upgraded my room by installing anti-detection and anti-spying devices.
That seems like overkill to me. Isn't that being a bit paranoid?
Look, mon ami, you just told me there's a killer robot on the loose out there who wants to eliminate you, and you're accusing me of being paranoid?
Fair point. What's the plan?
Since it can't find you in here, you've got to go out there and let it find you. Then I can study it, have a few glasses of wine while I watch you try to scurry around the corridor, running like a headless chicken in a pointless attempt to survive the experience. Meanwhile, I'll try to work out how to resolve the problem.
Now let me get this straight. Your big plan is for me to leave a room in which I am perfectly safe, go outside to where a killer robot is hunting me, and make myself an easy target?
That's it in a nutshell. Oui.
Listen and understand. That enforcer is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until I am dead. Do you hear me, Sphinx? D-E-A-D. Dead.
And the downside is?
Sphinx!
Just kidding, mon ami. Now listen, you have nothing to worry about. Salut. Au revoir. Farewell from your old pal, Sphinxy.
You've been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.